Yeah, well, so far there's no response from the IGAD after we wrote to them. But what we confirm is that the letter reached the people designated to respond to this matter, and the IGAD office here in Juba are coordinating with the leadership of IGAD at their respective stations, because IGAD is a regional body. The leadership is always scattered because they base in their own countries. So the IGAD office in Juba here is coordinating, and we are waiting for the official response from the IGAD.
So the letter to the IGAD implies many things. Maybe you can tell us whether this indicates that your internal dialogue as SPLM members under Taban and the SPLM under the leadership of President Salva Kiir, and then those other factions that form the incumbent transitional government of national unity that was signing the peace deal in the revitalization process. The dialogue was told, there is no breakthrough.
Yeah, well, you know, this thing is very clear, but some people within the government just want to use it for blackmailing or to have some political scores. Otherwise, everything is clear according to the two agreements that this country have. You know, after the 2013 war, there was a peace process being negotiated through IGAD. That was to bring the warring parties together and bring back stability to the country. Then there was another process that was being spearheaded by the ruling party of Tanzania and other ruling parties in the region. That process was to bring the SPLM factions together. These two processes were taking place simultaneously, but they were not conflicting to each other. They recognized each other. The issue of SPLM faction being brought together does not interfere with the peace agreement, because the peace agreement takes people of South Sudan until elections. So the Arusha process is very clear on this. It says that if these SPLM factions may decide to reunify in the middle before the expiry of the peace process, they can do so. But this will not undermine the peace process. The faction will remain to be represented in the government while they become one. So today, if we decided to join the SPLM as Taban group, this does not prevent us from participating in the peace process as a faction of SPLM. Even if we fully join the SPLM, mm-hmm. This does not prevent us from getting our shares in the government. Now, the first agreement that is called ARSIS 2015 was composed of us. It was the former GRSS, the former SPLM IO, and the other political, and the FDs. The FDs in the middle melted. They went out. Some remain. We, the SPLM IO, remained inside. Some of us also went outside and continued fighting under Dr. Riek Machar. We, under General Taban, remain here. We safeguard the agreement. We make sure that this country is not taken by the international community, by the UN. This country does not lose legitimacy. So we maintain peace, and we remain here. And we also initiated the reunification of the SPLM. Now, we were part of the government that was formed in the first agreement. Mm-hmm. That government is what is being revitalized now. And this new agreement, which is called Revitalized Agreement, is also very clear. If you go to Article 1.3.1, it also defines who ITGONU is. IT Gondo comprised of three groups, and we are part of those. And now when we sit, and we are allocated 55% as incumbent Tigon by the agreement said, the revitalized one. Now when we sit as groups of incumbent Tigono, the SPLM under leadership of President Kiir tries to undermine us by claiming that since we have joined the SPLM, then there's no need for us to be represented in the government. But this is completely untrue. It's not true. Because if they are talking about Arusha Agreement, we can join SPLM fully, but we can still remain to be represented in the government according to the agreement.
Is it an afterthought?
Well, we, of course, as a group, we sat and our leader met with...
I mean the decision to leave you out. Is it an afterthought, something that came out without consultation?
Well, yeah. No, they usually confront us. They would say, why do you want to be represented and you join SPLM? And we would tell them, joining SPLM is completely different from implementation of the agreement.
Mm-hmm.
We can join the SPLM, but that does not prevent us from being represented in the government according to the agreement.
Yeah,
it's
I'm
not afterthought. Yeah. It's intention. It's something they came up with openly,
uh-huh.
And we thought they would not do that because we thought they would respect the agreement.
But this sounds like it is an informal discussion.
That's true. You know, the reason why it looked like informal is because when we went to Addis Ababa to negotiate as government, we did not want to divide ourselves. We did not want the SPLM that we found in the government to go on its own and us going on our own. We said we are the same government. Let's go and negotiate as a government with those who are still remaining as rebels.
Mm-hmm.
Then, after that negotiation, we were given a lump sum share, which is 55%. And we do not bother to break it down in the agreement, in the negotiation,
mm-hmm.
in Addis Ababa,
yeah.
Because we thought there is this goodwill.
So you just take it with
yes.
with goodwill.
Goodwill, yeah.
Yeah.
We thought we
in good faith and all this.
Yeah.
Mm.
Good intention.
Yeah.
Good spirit of us working together, teamwork. We thought even if this 55% is not divided into three of us as group of incumbent Tigono, there would be no problem. We would end up sitting and trying to divide it according to our shares.
Now you are given the IGAD this letter, and you are asking them to intervene in one way or another. But if you are asked about the vision, how you look at the possible solution that IGAD can reach, what do you think of?
Well, I cannot decide for IGAD, but what I know so
but
far...
But you have a choice.
Yeah, to us, if IGAD is serious on monitoring the implementation of the peace agreement, then definitely they should intervene in this matter. Unless if they are sleeping, if they give it up, if they leave it to the people of South Sudan or the leaders of South Sudan, then that's when we will see IGAD not responding.
Mm.
But if IGAD is really serious on monitoring how the agreement is being implemented, definitely the IGAD should respond to this. Because we are a big group. We are 33% of the incumbent Tigono. 33% of the incumbent Tigono is us.
And you are not given anything.
And now we are not being given anything. So can such a group, like we are the major, we are the second most major group following the main SPLM that is under the president. Because most of us, when Dr. Yagro went back, most of intellectuals remain here in hotels. And this is us. And we have a following. We have armed groups that are already part of the main army. So, but we don't claim them. They are already part of the main army. But us as politicians, we are a good and a big group that should not be neglected.
The signatories are, we see they are about 40 something or 50 signatories, The assumption is that you are fighting for this as individuals or as a group, and while you are saying here, you are still deserving to be given a part of the government, locations in the government, others are saying, no, you have joined the government. So there is a long, you have joined the SPLM. So there is this kind of debate that is going on without clear formation. I mean, clear breakthrough. Now, suppose you have joined SPLM and the SPLM have arrived to direct you and say, you sit here, you don't sit here. Why should it be a problem?
You know, the SPLM as party is not in the agreement. What is in the agreement is government, is not SPLM. And this government is it has elements that are not SPLM. How can SPLM come and sit, stand and do this? They are not. The SPLM is not in the agreement. The person that is in agreement is Salva Kiir as president of a government of Republic of South Sudan. He is leader of more than SPLM. There are other political parties who are under President Kiir who are not SPLM and who will get share from the 55%. So how come SPLM dictate things? The SPLM is not mentioned in this agreement from chapter 1 up to the last. So it is violation of laws. You know, when you see SPLM intervening, like the secretary as well, and coming in, and is violation of laws. They should do this as an internal matter. But when you come to implementation of the agreement, it is incumbent. The party in this government is called incumbent Tigonu. It's not SPLM. Mm-hmm. And incumbent Tigonu is comprised of many people. Yeah. You can even decide to walk out from the SPLM, yeah, and you remain in the government.
That is understandable. Now, yes, you brought up the issue of the... you brought up the point about the military wing of the Tawandin group. As we understand, or as we know, these people are still there. Some of them might be on the ground, some of them might have integrated, and some of them might have gone back to and rejoined Riek Machar. So what is the fate of this military wing amid this kind of debate?
No, all our forces are integrated. They are under President Salva Kiir.
Integrated?
Yeah.
So it's a question of only politicians.
So far, we don't have any armed forces. Mm-hmm. We are part of the National Army of South Sudan, the SSPDF. We are fully integrated. We are just talking as politicians. Mm-hmm. We don't have army. But we are a group within SPLM,
yeah,
who are identified by the agreement. But we are SPLM. Who are identified by the agreement as former SPLM IO.
So now the debate about whether you have procedurally joined SPLM or you have not joined SPLM is immaterial when it comes to your share in the government.
It doesn't matter. When we talk about how we should be represented in the government, the issue of SPLM politics is irrelevant, because if you talk about SPLM politics, in the last episode of SPLM reunification, a group called FD caused the SPLM reunification to be adjourned indefinitely because they were not ready to come. Dr. Riak, who is also now another party in the government, which is called SPLM-IO, also caused the adjournment of reunification of SPLM indefinitely. So when you talk about SPLM politics, it's more than this. It doesn't matter in the formation of the government, because this is something different. Everybody has a stake there. People claim to be SPLM, even someone like Pagana Moon. All these people are outside, inside, everywhere. They claim ownership SPLM. So you cannot deny us participating in the government simply because we have joined SPLM. Do people who join SPLM not participate in government? Are those who are already in SPLM not part of the government?
Yeah.
So why do people say, you have joined SPLM, so why do you want to have a position? Does somebody who joined SPLM does not have a position? Is somebody who joined SPLM banned from participating in the government? Should that be the reason why we should not participate, while the agreement is very clear that we are part of the government?
But
this is blackmailing. These are people who are blackmailing us within the SPLM.
How do you see the end of this?
Well, our protest is peaceful. The first step we took was to write to the president, because he's a grantor of this agreement. He's the one who brought peace to this country. And he's the key person who can get concerned about us. We are his people. So we wrote to him to respond. We thought he would respond, and we are waiting for his response. Now he's not responding, the government is being formed, and then we decide to write to IGAD so that IGAD can also advise the president. We are protesting peacefully.
Yeah.
If we are ignored, we don't go anywhere. We wish people of South Sudan peaceful existence. We cannot, when we request for IGAD to intervene, we are not about saying, you know, this agreement should be scrapped. We are saying, yeah, IGAD, you come in, advise these people to allow us to also participate, because we are elements of this government, and we are very useful for bringing peace to this country.
Because of time, your time seems to be running out. You came in the middle of the process when the ministries and all these part of the states were formed. Now you are left only with the legislation bodies at the state level and the national level, the two houses, the lower and the upper house. You feel you have a chance?
Definitely, we believe that even though the old government is formed, our concern can still be addressed. Because this is a political process. This is about decision making. People can decide to do something at any level. So even though all the state governments are formed, we believe we can still be considered, we can be accommodated, we can be engaged. Because what we are trying to say is, let we be part of the process. We are a big group, and we cannot be blackmailed, and we should be considered. Though the legislation is formed, we are still saying we should be considered. These leaders are changing things every now and then. Even the numbers of council of states were the council of state was expanded, the state legislation. We thought this was done because of us, so we can be accommodated. So anything can be done to redress our concern, because our concern is genuine. And it is constitutional. We are not just—it's not just political; it's also constitutional.
Yeah. If IGAD comes in today and they meet and they decide that they stop the process and then they engage, aren't you causing another delay of the implementation of the peace process?
It is unfortunate that we call for this because the implementation of the agreement has lagged behind so much, and we are not really happy about this situation. But I think for the agreement to be implemented fully in letter and spirit is better than it being hurried. So if it means us delaying and ending up for the people of South Sudan, it's better than rushing things, leaving people outside, that may in the end also even spoil the agreement by itself. So it is unfortunate, but I think it is better than hurriedly rushing, excluding people, and not resolving issues, and avoiding confronting issues, and also excluding others, and so on. So it's better, even if we move slowly with implementation of this agreement, if we do things diligently, and implementing the agreement in spirit and letter, definitely would be better than excluding people.